I'm Brett Lyon, and I am from Harpers Ferry, West Virginia.
And I'm Professor Mike Daly, and I am from Frederick, Maryland. Been here at Shepherd now, my second year.
You decided to enter the business competition this year. Why did you decide to enter it?
Well, it seemed like a great opportunity to really put out the work that I have been doing for several years. Although this is a brand new project, I've been interested in entrepreneurship for over 3 years, and this was really my first chance to put to use what I've been learning in the classroom.
Tell me about your business. What do you want to do? What's your business idea?
The enterprise, it's called Abra, and it will connect people, places, and culture through immersive experiences. I think that this enterprise will help people reconnect with that youthful desire for belonging as well as for fascination with the world around them and the people that occupy it.
You made the semifinals, obviously. So what is it that you think made this appealing to the judges, or what did they say made this appealing to them?
I think what is appealing to them is the use of the latest technology innovation, because without innovation, you have stagnation. And I believe that this business and its business model can spur growth in other areas, especially for West Virginia. The state likes to emphasize that we're open for business, and we really are. So how do you get people to West Virginia? And this this enterprise will definitely do that.
Okay. Do you have any thoughts on his presentation?
Well, I think Brent did an excellent job at pegging one of the major thrusts of West Virginia. In the categories that they have for this business plan competition, one of them is tourism. The other one is what they call STEM, or science, technology, engineering, and math, anything that's related to that. And the final one is everything else. And so Brent did a great job in picking travel industry, and it's one of the things that he brings to bear with technology. And if you look at the travel industry today, there isn't a whole lot of technology involved in it, right? You kind of look at a brochure and say, I think I want to go on a cruise, or I want to go to the Appalachian Trail and walk it all the 3,000 miles or whatever it is. And
it's daunting.
And that's about it. And you can look at the website, and there isn't a whole lot else. So what Brent is suggesting here is a interactive, immersive experience, which is unique. It's unique in the travel industry. And so we'll see where he goes.
Talk a little bit about the value of students competing in this competition.
So the value of competing in a business plan competition is really the experience that you get from it. First of all, you test out your idea. You're going to be giving a presentation about the business you're proposing. Everyone, I think, has, wouldn't this be a great idea? But rarely do you get the feedback, and then feedback from people who are in the industry that know what they're talking about, that can give you some guidance and say, oh, you don't want to go there, or you may want to focus your message over here a little bit better. And so that's one of the things. It's more experiential. It's like anybody can write a business plan. It's another thing to, A, present it, and then defend it when people are asking you, well, why are you doing that? And so it's just a great overall experience. For those that are really into being an entrepreneur, it gives them immediate feedback, something that they would not get unless they actually did the business. And what better way to get rewarded than by getting the money?
What about you? What value do you see in it from the perspective of being the student involved in it?
Well, as Mr. Daly said, it's the ability to get feedback. You're not isolated in your office or in the library, as I have been in the past. And so I'm able to see and compare my ideas, not only against the judges and my mentor, but also through other students.